This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk live on
talk
our
about whatever you want.
About whatever you want. And, yeah, I mean, it's not like we're going to just let you know, ramble on. We're going to discuss it with you, whatever it might be.
There are some limits on the whatever you want. Yeah, so you can't read, you know, like T-Rex erotica.
Not, you can't use naughty terms, and if you do read T-Rex, I don't think you couldn't read T-Rex erotica. It's just that we would probably not let you go very far into it. Generally, if you want to read something, it's going to be too long. You can't express it in, it'd be really nice if you could get it out in a minute, whatever it is, to, you know, just.
Right, but, you know, like, I'm guessing that, and there is a book that's available on Amazon called Taken by a T-Rex, which I heard mentioned earlier today, which reminded me that T-Rex erotica exists, but I'm guessing that there's probably some details in there.
Yeah.
You can't give the details.
Prurient stuff cannot happen on the radio, and that's not a Free Talk Live rule, that's an FCC rule.
Right.
But I can be pretty sure that that didn't use its front paws to hold anybody down.
Yeah. Yep. Because, you know, tiny little.
Because they got a little lame front look. It might be your favorite dinosaur, but it's got a little lame front paws.
T-Rex hates push-ups.
That's right. And pull-ups.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can't do any of those things. Yeah. So, Johnny Ray, we've got a story here about, apparently, we were just talking about Customs and Border Patrol taking some lady's money that she was going to use to buy medical equipment in Nigeria. ICE may have done something similar, maybe?
I was looking at another story that I've forgotten what the subject of that story was, but it gave me a link to this story that I have. It's from Slate.
That's how this is done.
Yep. From May of this year. Bad liars. On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Ricardo S. Martinez shot down the federal government's efforts to strip Daniel Ramirez Medina of his DACA status.
Okay, DACA is the dreamer.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Delayed action for
childhood arrivals.
Thank you, Daryl. Shot down the federal government's efforts to strip Daniel Ramirez Medina of his DACA status.
I hear all those DACA people are terrorists.
We'll find out.
Not true at all, because in order to qualify for DACA, you can't have a criminal record.
Surreptitious terrorists.
Immigrations and Customs Enforcement had arrested and detained Ramirez last year, then falsely claimed that he was affiliated with a gang and attempted to deport him. He filed suit alleging that ICE had violated his due process rights. Martinez, the federal judge, agreed. His order barred the federal government from voiding Ramirez's DACA status, safeguarding his ability to live and work in the United States legally for the foreseeable future. What may be most remarkable about Martinez's decision, though, is its blunt repudiation of ICE's main claim that Ramirez is gang-affiliated.
I wonder about this gang-affiliated thing. I mean, it sounds terrible, doesn't it? It makes him sound like he's got tattoos in his face and, you know, generally does bad things. But you'd think you could get a conviction of some sort. It doesn't even have to be a felony conviction, right? At least some kind of nasty little misdemeanor conviction out there if somebody is gang-affiliated.
Well, see, if we wind up charging you with a felony and then we just offer you a series of plea deals, we'll get you to admit that you did something.
That's true.
And everybody has done something.
Right, especially when it comes to the federal government. They really hate to arrest somebody and not get a charge out of it.
Right, and Chris Reitman, our regular Thursday night co-host, keeps reminding me of this Twitter page called Crime a Day. And, well, they do what you would suspect a Twitter page called Crime a Day does, where every day they post something that is a federal crime. They have not yet posted one for today, but the one for yesterday, they cite the statute, makes it a federal crime to sell fried clams made from minced clams without warning people that they're made from minced clams.
That's a felony?
Doesn't say what level. It's okay. A federal offense.
Federal offense. All right.
Yeah. So it could be misdemeanor, could be felony. You would have to, you know, search through the CFR where they provide the documentation for which one it is.
I mean, it's fraud, but what does the federal government have to do?
Hold on. How is it fraud? I'm selling you a fried clam. They're saying it's illegal to sell a fried clam. I have deep fried some clam. I just minced it up before I deep fried it.
You should say if you're going to sell clam, deep fried clams, minced clams, you should call them deep fried minced clams, in my opinion. I'm going to call that, go ahead and say that is a very minor form of fraud, but the federal, if it doesn't cross a state line, what's the federal government got to do with it?
So let me ask this question.
Yep.
I went to the Bahamas one time and ordered fried fish.
Fried fish, all right.
Crazy American, I'm thinking battered deep fried filet.
Yeah.
No. They pan-fried the fish.
Okay.
It's not what I was expecting. It's not fraud. They were accurate that they fried the fish. So if I fry some clams, it's not fraud if I cut the clam up before I fry it.
I will admit that if you spent $10.50 on a little basket of fried clams and you thought you were going to get regular fried clams and you got minced fried clams, that you haven't, like, no great crime has occurred to you.
Right.
However, we have sort of, we have colloquialisms here in the United States, and fried clams generally means whole fried clams. Maybe you need to check, but, you know, end of story.
The judge, back to my story.
Yep.
The judge did not simply rule against ICE. He accused the agency of lying to a court of law. The facts of Ramirez's case are extremely disturbing. In February 2017, shortly after President Donald Trump unleashed immigration agents to amp up arrests and deportations, ICE agents went to Ramirez's father's house in Seattle to arrest him. The father is undocumented and brought Ramirez to the U.S. illegally as a child. While there, they encountered Ramirez and asked him whether he was, quote, legally here. He responded that he was, a truthful statement given his DACA status, which he had renewed the previous May. Yet ICE officers detained him anyway. They took him to a processing center where, once again, he told them that he had a work permit. "It doesn't matter," an agent responded, "because you weren't born in this country."
It doesn't matter even if you were born in this country. They're going to do whatever they want to do.
ICE then interrogated Ramirez, fingerprinted and booked him, confiscated his work permit, sent him to a detention center, and placed him in removal proceedings. It also purported to revoke his DACA status, subjecting him to imminent deportation. Typically, the government may not rescind an individual's DACA status without giving the beneficiary an opportunity to contest its decision. But ICE claimed that Ramirez's DACA benefits could be terminated automatically because he presented, quote, an egregious public safety concern.
Oh, my.
Due to his alleged gang affiliation. ICE routinely alleges that Latino immigrants with no indication of gang affiliation are members of a gang in order to detain and deport them. And we hear about this gang stuff, I do, on the radio all the time, and it's presented pretty horrifically. I believe that that MS-13 exists, and I believe that they have more than 40 members in the United States, and I believe that they're capable of bad things. That they are that they probably have carried out some of the horrific things we hear about. I do not think that they present a substantial threat to me or to the country that I live in.
I suspect not, just because there's so many of them. But if you know, if you're in one of these neighborhoods where they're active, you probably feel that way.
Yeah, I suspect you're right about that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't change my opinion about it.
But if you're in a neighborhood where MS-13 is active, you probably are pretty upset about the police behavior, too.
Yeah.
Generally, that's the way that is.
I don't believe that I have a right to a safe neighborhood. I know that there's loads of safe neighborhoods to go to, so if I find myself in a bad one, then to a certain extent that's my fault, and I get out and I go to another one.
It's good advice. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. We are reading a story here where apparently a federal judge has told ICE, Immigration, what's it called?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Yeah, that they're big fat liars. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm curious as to how this all goes, but I want to tell you real quick about Zencash. Zencash is it's new, better tech in many ways than the existing cryptocurrencies out there. It handles things like it's got 11,000 secure nodes. It allows for private transactions. You can use it to send messages if that's what you want. There's no central authority or single point of failure. It's more resilient than a traditional corporation because it's a bunch of people are working on it. There's no doubt about that. There's stakeholders that make Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And it allows for secure private transactions, I had said before. Please go to Zencash.com, check them out, find out more about them, and if you feel like I do, and you think that the price is going to go up here in the relatively near future, I bought in, and hasn't gone up as quick as I'd like, but I'm holding because I believe that it's going to turn around. Bitcoin's having some growing pains right now, and maybe that'll turn around in a week or two. Zencash.com.
Mark, before I go on, my purpose in sharing this story is I'm sharing it for the benefit of the Lou Rockwell types and the folks who are anti illegal immigration.
And a lot of those are just anti-immigration under the guise of only opposing illegal immigration.
I feel the same way, Daryl, but I'm rhetorically giving them the benefit of the doubt. This man was not born here.
Daniel Ramirez Medina.
And I think that's just, that's it as far as it goes in a lot of people's minds. I don't know if I can change their minds, but what I want to get across with this story is that the bureaucrats that you are relying on to keep your country pure are a bunch of lying scumbags.
So I don't disagree with what you have to say on that subject. I had a really strange experience this week. I was at the Talkers, they used to call it the New Media Seminar, but now it's called Talkers 2018. And they have this event called the Talk Radio Rumble. And in the Talk Radio Rumble, they took about...
Did they have Michael Buffer there that introduced it of, let's get ready to rumble!
No, but they did have Curtis Sliwa with a baseball bat in his hand get it okay. All started. And Jim Bohannon actually hosted the Rumble.
Okay.
And one of the people that was on the Rumble was one of Daryl's least favorite people in the world, Wayne Allen Root. Now, Daryl holds...
I'm just glad that he's no longer in the Libertarian Party promoting war.
That's war is what his initials are.
Yes, but when he was running for the presidential nomination and then the vice presidential nomination in 2008, he was proudly proclaiming that his initials were war. He was the war candidate.
Well, whatever that might mean to you, all I'm going to say on this is that, went in there expecting to really dislike Wayne Allen Root, and I can't say that I find his pomposity and his, deep and abiding need for self-promotion particularly endearing, but I can say that his solution to the immigration problem was precisely the same as mine and presented in exactly the opposite way.
I want to guess what it is.
Go ahead.
Eliminate welfare.
Eliminate welfare and?
I don't know.
The ability to vote. So, basically, if you start arguing...
Basically, you're talking about a green card. You just like to call it a blue card because somehow you think that means something other than green card.
Green cards are given by the federal government, whereas basically anybody would be able to come to the United States and get, what I call a blue card. I think that's what Milton Friedman called it, too. And basically, they'd be able to work. They'd never be able to receive welfare of any sort. If they did manage to scam some welfare for themselves, there'd be some kind of imprisonment and deportation involved.
So kind of like what exist now under that green card.
Fine. Hey, look, I'm not saying that there's a lot of differences. I just made a different color so that we could be clear that it's a different thing. It's not the same as a green card because green cards have all kinds of restrictions. But, yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
But you're adding restrictions to the blue card.
Do you pay income tax under the green card? The answer is yes.
I don't know.
You shouldn't have to pay income tax if you're not receiving any of the services. These people wouldn't be able to, they'd be able to just come, no welfare, and if somebody came under this program, they'd never be able to vote. Like, it's just not going to happen. It's a statistically insignificant act anyway, but the reason the Democrats want you here is because you'll vote for Democrats, they believe. So, the Republicans put in place a program where people can live better lives, have, more opportunity to make money, and there's none of this arguing about who they're going to vote for. Make it that, simple. End of story. You come here, make a better life for you and your family, no voting. And that's what he recommended, but his statement was, and since they're all on welfare, they're going to leave. I don't believe that.
No, okay.
I don't believe that most immigrants are on welfare.
Nor me.
And I don't believe they're not.
What's that? Yeah,
they're not. The statistics don't prove that, but there are certain people that you can present all kinds of statistics, and they'll just be like, yeah, but that doesn't support what I think, so therefore ignore.
But those people can't argue that if we put in place a program like I say offers no
argue whatever they want to argue. They don't care about facts, Mark.
At that point, all they've got is they're taking our jobs. And that's it, right? And they don't speak English. Well, one, English isn't the national language of the United States. There isn't one.
Right.
And if you have a problem with that, talk to the Cajuns. They will gut you right there. All right?
You can talk to the Amish. They won't gut you, but they may refer to you as the English. And they might say something in German.
Yeah, they probably will. As a matter of fact,
mosey along in their wagon.
Yeah.
Call you a Dummkopf.
Right, call you a Dummkopf.
I don't know what that means.
It's a dummy.
Ah.
A dumb head.
Yeah. So there you go.
A group of renowned attorneys then stepped in to defend Ramirez. This is after ICE claimed that his DACA benefits could be terminated because he presented an egregious public safety concern due to his alleged gang affiliation.
Even though there's no evidence that he has gang affiliation, they're just alleging.
Oh, there's evidence.
They've got some evidence.
They've got some evidence. Just wait. A group of renowned attorneys then stepped in to defend Ramirez, arguing that virtually every action ICE had taken against their client was unlawful. They also alleged that ICE's key claim that Ramirez is gang-affiliated was a complete falsehood. One of his lawyers, Mark Rosenbaum, presented evidence indicating that ICE had doctored Ramirez's statement by erasing words he had written in the pencil provided to make it seem as if he had confessed to being in a gang. The original statement asserts he has no gang affiliation. During his initial interrogation, ICE officers asked him 5 times whether he belonged to a gang, and he repeatedly said no. Instead, he asserted that he had, quote, fled California to escape from the gangs.
Yeah, well, that's proof enough. What would you flee for? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore getting ready for their historic summit.
North Korea says it will focus on a permanent firm peace regime and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The president says his aim is to give Kim a chance to commit to a denuclearization process. He does acknowledge, though, that the process could take some time. Many are giving the president advice. Here's some from former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
The only caution I would give the president is not be photographed too much with a smiling Kim Jong-un, because they use that in North Korea for dramatic propaganda purposes.
The summit is scheduled to start Tuesday morning in Singapore. That will be Monday evening in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Right now, we are discussing a story about the Immigration and Customs, what is it?
Enforcement.
Enforcement agency, and how they've been scolded by a judge for apparently just making stuff up about this guy that they picked up because, well, that's what happens, especially when the federal government gets an arrest, they don't want to look like they arrested the wrong person. So oftentimes, they're going to get their conviction. And that's what happened to this Ramirez fella. Real quick, I want to tell you, if you are a libertarian, you've probably, at some point or another, thought to yourself, I would like to do business with libertarians. I can tell you that because we've gotten contacted often about this particular topic.
Agorism.
Right. Well, whatever. Nonetheless, I think people want to do business with people that they like, people that are like them and in many ways and believe like them. So we put together, we got together with Liberty.menu. It was put together by a man named Patrick, and it was a really great site. We think it's great. You can go there. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use the code FTL to get a special badge. It's liberty.menu.
To recap, the ICE agents went to Ramirez's father's home because they knew that he was an illegal immigrant. And while there, they met his son, who claimed he was a DACA beneficiary. They took him into custody anyway and alleged that he was affiliated with gangs and needed to be deported.
Right.
Again, with no actual evidence.
There was no reason to doubt Ramirez's story and good reason to believe it. If he had been in a gang, after all, the government would have already known. To renew his DACA status, Ramirez had to undergo two thorough background checks.
Right.
Neither turned up any evidence of gang affiliation. Yet, ICE continued to press its case against Ramirez. In immigration court, agents rested their case on one piece of evidence, a tattoo on Ramirez's forearm that consists of a nautical star and the words La Paz. La Paz.
So the pass?
La Paz-BCS.
Okay. BCS.
Which represents his birthplace, the city of La Paz in Baja California, sir.
Okay.
Ramirez repeatedly insisted that this tattoo had nothing to do with any gang, but an ICE agent claimed that his tattoo actually proved he was, quote, definitely a gang member, end quote.
Because who else winds up putting their birthplace on their arm except for gang members and who has nautical stars?
Yeah, I don't understand.
An ICE agent claimed that his tattoo was actually proved he was definitely a gang member because it allegedly looked like the tattoo of the Bulldogs gang.
Wouldn't that be a bulldog?
It would probably, not a star.
I'm going to wind up taking a look at the Bulldogs gang symbol and let you know what it is.
The author of this Slate.com article parenthetically states that it does not look like that. Two different immigration judges found no indication that Ramirez was gang-affiliated or a threat to public safety. Martin Flores, a gang expert who has consulted in more than 700 cases, testified that he had never seen a gang member with a similar tattoo, nor would he attribute this tattoo to have any gang-related meaning. Another gang expert, Edwina Barbosa, declared that there is no apparent evidence that Ramirez has ever been a gang member himself.
Edwina is a name you don't hear a lot.
And a Google search for Bulldogs Hispanic gang shows several people with tattoos of bulldogs, not nautical stars.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
Explain yourself.
Edwina is the character that, I can't remember the actress, plays opposite Steve Martin in All of Me.
Okay. Holly Hunter played Edwina in Raising Arizona. And they called her Ed for short. Carlos Garcia, a Mexican researcher who has studied gangs extensively, stated that this tattoo does not show any gang affiliation, but I still insisted that Ramirez was a gang member and thus eligible for deportation. Martinez, this is the federal judge who is scolding ICE, Martinez, a George W. Bush appointee, was plainly incensed by the agency's lies. ICE's conclusory findings, he wrote, have been contradicted by experts and other evidence. The government produced no evidence to contradict multiple experts' testimony discrediting ICE's bizarre interpretation of Ramirez's tattoo. And its claims are completely contradictory to the government's own previous findings after extensive background checks that were meant to uncover evidence of known or suspected gang association. Most troubling to the court, Martinez continued, is the continued assertion that Mr. Ramirez is gang-affiliated, despite providing no evidence specific to Mr. Ramirez to the immigration court in connection with his administrative proceedings, and offering no evidence to this court to support its assertions 4 months later. Martinez concluded that ICE had violated Ramirez's rights by depriving him of his constitutionally protected liberty and property interests without due process of law. The judge also found that ICE had violated federal law by stripping Ramirez of his DACA status in an arbitrary and capricious manner without any rational explanation for its decision. Accordingly, he barred the government from terminating Ramirez's DACA benefits, shielding his right to continue living and working in the U.S., and he prohibited the government from asserting, adopting, or relying in any proceedings on any statement or record purporting to allege or establish that Mr. Ramirez is a gang member, gang-affiliated, or a threat to public safety. In other words, he ordered ICE to stop lying.
Lay off.
Final paragraph. This decision marks the second time in recent weeks that a court has found that immigration agents have made misrepresentations to a court. In early May, a New Hampshire judge held that Customs and Border Protection officers had lied about a dragnet it set up in the state, claiming that it was designed to catch undocumented immigrants when it was really meant to catch drug users.
Yeah, that's what it's designed for. There's a video of me on the internet out there where I pass through a Customs and Border Patrol, one of these standing, I don't know what to call it other than just a stakeout.
An internal
checkpoint.
Checkpoint.
Right, it's a checkpoint. It's a permanent checkpoint.
You're talking about the one there on I-10?
It's on I-10.
Near El Paso?
In the United States.
Yes.
I just need to be clear, 100%, when you watch this video, this all occurs well within the United States. This is not passing from Mexico into the United States. This is in the United States. I was driving from the United States to the United States. In the United States. And they asked me, are you a U.S. citizen? And I asked if I was being detained. And they asked if I was a U.S. citizen. And I said, am I being detained? You know, like, what probable cause? What do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I am not?
You're on a road driving through our checkpoint, so therefore that's suspicious to us.
Right. And
you did not take the only road around this that takes you 100 miles completely out of the way to avoid our checkpoint, so therefore you're suspicious.
Yeah. They're just bored. They just have things to do. You know, like, they're not doing anything to keep you safe. They're asking questions that they shouldn't be asking.
But they're just doing their jobs.
Right. That's never been an excuse for anything. That's not an excuse. It was an excuse at Nuremberg. It's
right.
Not an excuse now. It's never been an excuse for anything. Just doing your job just means somebody's paying you to do something. If they're paying you to do something that is bad, don't do it.
Now a federal judge has ruled that ICE essentially slandered a young dreamer to concoct the pretext necessary to deport him. There will likely be no consequences for individual ICE agents, given their broad immunity from lawsuits. But the courts, it seems, are starting to catch wise. Trump's immigration forces, much like Trump himself, simply cannot be trusted.
Well, just had to add that Trump thing. The number, 850, not that I think he can be trusted, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You still trust the federal government? Still trust your state government? Tell me why. The number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call on in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, well, we just got finished with a story about how a judge scolded the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency for making stuff up, just bald-faced lying about somebody. Mind you, when they lie, somebody stays in jail. When you lie, they go after you and put you in jail. They don't get in trouble for lying. No big deal for them. No sweat. But apparently it's another story just like this, Daryl.
Not just like it.
Okay.
This one involves a pizza delivery guy.
Okay.
Delivering a pizza.
Yep.
Because that's what
pizza
delivery guys do.
Yep.
And, well, he made the mistake of delivering a pizza to a military base. Story here from The Hill says a soldier called ICE on a pizza delivery man after he made a delivery to the military base in New York City. Pablo Villavicencio was arrested on Friday after delivering the pizza to Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn. His wife, Sandra, said that her husband was then taken to an immigration jail in Manhattan where he contacted her, according to a report. She told El Diario, which apparently is a media outlet in New York City, quote, as usual, he went to the military base to deliver a pizza order. But this time, the guard, whom he identified as an African-American, asked him for valid identification, and since he didn't have one, the soldier called ICE to come arrest him.
So like a driver's license. Okay.
Probably, but, you know, like, hey, I'm here to deliver a pizza. You got any ID on you? I'm here to deliver a pizza.
Well, now we're
on a military base.
Yeah. When I was in Okinawa, when we had certain like threat levels, if you were the guy in charge of the barracks that night, if you were on duty that night,
yep,
then anybody coming in had to present their ID card for you, you know, regardless of
even
who
if
they
you knew
were
them
or what they look like. Yeah.
Right.
But my guess is that, and I've never been a pizza delivery guy to
or the military.
A military base,
uh-huh,
but my guess is you take the pizza to, like, the check-in point. hey, I'm here delivering a pizza. And then they get it to whomever ordered the pizza.
I don't think that was necessarily the case, no.
Well,
some of these military
bases. I stayed in a fairly, not super fancy hotel when I was in Omaha, but it was fancy enough to where the pizza delivery person did not come and knock on my door. I got a phone call from the front desk. Your pizza delivery is here. You need to come to the front desk.
Sure. And I'm sure that that's true.
I'm just assuming military bases the same way.
I think you're wrong. Military bases can be very, very, very large, city-sized. And the pizza delivery guy, if he's going to deliver to somebody, needs to bring it to their door in probably many cases. Likely, he's allowed on base. He was just had to present some kind of ID. He forgot his ID. And I'm not saying that this is all okay or anything like that. I've driven without my ID in my hand before or in my pocket or wherever immediately on me. I've forgotten it. And I would prefer not to be thrown in jail because of it. I think that, so the guy could have done a couple of things. He could have said, it doesn't matter that you don't have your driver's license and can't present an ID, even though I'm supposed to get IDs from everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and let you through to deliver a pizza. He could have done that. I would consider that to be, him not doing his job. In that case, that's his job, and the pizza delivery guy probably should have had his ID on him. Secondly,
delivery guy's just trying to do his job, too.
He could have taken the pizza and sent the pizza delivery guy off. That's a possibility.
Yep,
but I don't think he could have done that because the pizza would need to be paid for.
Yep.
Here's some money for the pizza. I'll get the money from Sergeant so-and-so.
Right, you're asking this guy to, if he does that one time, how many times is he going to do that? How much money does he have in his pocket?
Right, or just, hey, I've called the sergeant guy. He's coming over to pick up his pizza. Just wait here.
You could handle it that way, but
there are any number of ways that this could be handled than calling ICE.
But he's an MP, right? In all likelihood, handling the gate.
It doesn't specify what rank the guy was. It doesn't give the guy's name, doesn't give his age, doesn't give his serial number.
Johnny Ray, having worked on a base, who's most likely to work these?
If this happened at the gate, then yes, he was an MP.
Okay, so the cop wanted him to have his driver's license. I am shocked.
Continuing on, Sandra, who is an American citizen, and again, the wife of Pablo.
Is an American citizen?
Sandra is.
Uh-huh.
Pablo is the guy that got immigration
I'm
pulled
asking
on
about him.
I'm getting there.
All right, go ahead.
She said that she met Pablo 5 years ago. They got married. They have two daughters. And in February, they began working on him getting his legal residency. Quote, there aren't any words that can define the drama that my daughters and I are living. From one moment to the next, life changed for us, and all I ask now is for them to not deport my husband, to give him an opportunity. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and City Council Member Justin Brannon, who both represent Fort Hamilton, are expected to ask for answers concerning Pablo's arrest. Activists have called for, and I'm just giving the first name because I don't want to keep trying to pronounce the last name that's given in the article here. Activists have called for Pablo to be released, for an investigation of the military base, and for the base to stop collaborating with ICE. All because somebody went to deliver a pizza that they were paid to deliver.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts? Should just every random person wind up calling ICE because the pizza guy looks like he might not be from around here?
No, but when you're dealing with a federal government agency and you're going on to a military base.
So dude should have told the manager at Pizza Hut, I can't deliver pizzas today because I'm not from around here?
No, he should have said, I forgot my driver's license at home. Right? I mean, look, when you go to work and your job is to drive pizzas someplace, you need a few things. You need to have your uniform on. You need to have your driver's license. Your car needs to be in good repair.
We don't even know if he actually has a driver's license.
Maybe
the company that hired him is like, yeah, we don't care that you don't have a driver's license. Just, don't get arrested while you're on duty.
I'm getting less and less sympathy here. I'm just feeling less and less. I don't know. I mean, it's not. I mean, he ran right up on this thing. I guess he probably thought he'd, I'm gonna go ahead and say he thought he had his driver's license with him, and he didn't have it on him. And that's really unfortunate that it goes from no driver's license, whoops, I thought I had my driver's license, to in jail for being an illegal immigrant. But is he an illegal immigrant?
It says that they're going through the process of getting legal residency for him.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
That would be something less than citizen. Your blue, green, purple card thing that you keep talking about, there's currently a green card that exists. And if you are a legal resident that is not yet a citizen, then you would get a green card, and it appears that they're working through that process.
Trying to get a green card.
And my understanding is, as long as you're going through the process, then you don't get deported unless you commit some kind of, you know, like, major violation or misdemeanor or felony.
He has been misidentified as an illegal alien for not having his driver's license on him. So it's really unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate, but you seem to be completely fine with the military calling ICE on people
here's a little advice.
You happen to not be from around here, and you don't have all your papers. Papers, please, sir, Mr. Pizza Delivery Man.
Look, if a police officer decided to give me hell because I didn't have my driver's license on me, I would at the very least understand.
And then they'd deport your ass to Florida.
I can't. Well, please break my heart. Send me off to Florida. So a free airline ticket to Florida. That'd be awful.
Oh no, it wouldn't be an airline ticket. They'd handcuff you and throw you in the back of some van that just happens to be heading south a little bit at a time.
Yeah, if you're gonna go to a military base, please bring all your proper identification. It will.
Or better advice is just don't go to a military base.
Yeah, military guys need pizza too.
Yeah, don't they have like one of those? What's the thing called? A mess hall?
Commissary,
someplace that makes food?
Yeah, but it sucks.
It does. I hope that this MP never calls for a pizza. Never, ever calls for a pizza. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.